Since last year, Rengel School's business manager position has been filled by an intern and a temp. Rengel Superintendent Bill Burr says the district would like to have a business manager on campus.
There's really no way around that. It's easier to run a business office when you can talk to the business manager. You just walk into the office and pass paperwork back and forth.
But he says recruiting efforts to find a replacement in town have stalled, so they found someone from out of town.
With the year end coming up and the real need for a school district to have a business manager, we reevaluated all of the opportunities that had been offered and found a business manager that has a long period of experience as well as auditing ability. She is a certified CPA in the state of Alaska also and has worked in a number of school districts in the state in past years.
Tammy Stromberg lives in Anchorage, but district officials say she'll be well qualified to serve Rengel Schools.
Ms. Stromberg has been in a number of districts that have had business managers retire or quit during a year, and there's been a gap in the financial system. So she has experience in operating in catch-up mode, I guess is the right way to say it, and preparing for school districts to have their audit in the late summer.
The remote hire is new for the Rengel Public School District. Burr explained to the school board on December 13th that Stromberg has 20 years of experience, including a professional accounting license. Taking into account that experience, Stromberg had requested to be placed at the top of the salary schedule for the business manager position, $104,000 annually. Board member Angela Allen said she understood that Rengel Schools need a business manager, but pointed out that Rengel Schools have been struggling with budgeting as enrollment in the district fluctuates.
I could see there being a lot of public stink at the fact that we'd bring somebody on who's not been in our district at all to the highest tier of their pay.
But in terms of giving experience pay, Board President Dave Wilson said it's not an unprecedented move.
Giving someone 10 years experience to come into our district is not uncommon. It's the teachers have gotten 10 years experience before coming into the district or that much credit so that they come in at the 10-year scale. As a district, we have done that before with certified staff, I know.
Rengel School Board approved the hire. The struggle to find a business manager isn't unique to the Rengel Public School District, Burr told KSTK.
As of last count, I believe there are 9 school districts out of 52 in Alaska that are searching for a business manager. And that doesn't include a number of districts, smaller districts, that are already working with a remote business manager, and some of those are doing multiple districts.
Staffing is a difficulty for the district beyond the business office, though. It's always looking for more paraprofessionals and substitute teachers.
We do have a lot less subs than have been available in recent years. I think COVID has played a role in that, and I think people are tired, and that would go across. That's not school specific. It is tough to face the interesting times that we're in sometimes.
There continues to be turnover. At its December meeting, the school board accepted the resignations of the elementary, middle, and high school secretaries and the secondary school assistant principal. They're not all leaving at the same time or for the same reason, but those are vacancies the district will have to fill. But when many businesses in town are struggling to find workers, Burr says it doesn't make finding full-time or temporary staff for the schools any easier.
We would like to have a higher number of people interested in positions, of course. We want to find the best candidates. And all jobs, not just at the school district, but there are a lot of jobs in Rengel posted that are unfilled. So we're all drawing from the same pool.
Even so, staffing turnover is a basic function of a school district, or any part of the job market for that matter. Life changes happen, but the tumult of the pandemic is certainly no help, either looking backward or forward, Burr says.
This probably will not change in the near future with the uncertainty and stress level of the current, or actually the last 2 or 3 years especially.
Burr says the district is currently looking to hire 2 school secretaries and a Title I paraprofessional who will help guide the district's social-emotional learning programs. And it will also begin looking for a new secondary school assistant principal in the new year, he says. If the contract goes through and Stromberg passes a criminal background check, Burr says she'll start work as Wrangell Public Schools business manager remotely by January 3rd and visit Wrangell about every 3 months. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.